It was a spring day Wilmington is known for, sunny, warm, with a light veil of humidity hanging over the May morning. I walked across the dew-covered lawn in front of Randall Library on UNCW's campus in the early morning sun. It was a day I had been looking forward to for close to 2 years. I was bubbling over with enthusiasm, and that is even despite the dentist appointment I had scheduled later that day. I walked to the side of the library, and there in the parking lot, all alone, was an impressive sight. It's not every day that you see a 4-story clock tower lying on its side on the back of a Mack truck. The truck driver walked around and laughed. He loved driving the clocks from the manufacturing plant in Ohio around the country. His CB radio was constantly abuzz from other truckers, and he never tired of watching young children point and gazed up at the clocks as they glided down the highway. It generally would be a very quiet day, as classes were over, but every minute brought more and more people. My favorite vice chancellor, faculty, staff, administrators, community members, and students. This was the class of 2000's gift to UNCW, and the many students who took part in this project gathered around the commons for the installation of what was, and what still is, the largest student-organized class gift in the nation. Two construction cranes slowly lumbered across the lawn to positions on each side of the brick pedestal that was constructed a week prior. The clock tower slowly followed on the truck and stopped between the two cranes, and they were carefully connected to each end of the tower. There was an air of nervousness across the crowd of the couple hundred gathered. Just a week before, a crane that was reinstalling the Civil War Memorial on South 3rd Street collapsed from a gust of wind. The crane didn't fare so well, nor did a section of the wall of the gray stone mansion, but the operator jumped to safety, and the bronze statue was not beyond repair even after its brief roll down Dock Street towards the river. The crane slowly lifted the clock tower up off the truck as it slightly swung back and forth like a gentle pendulum. At last, one began to lift the top end up, and the other pulled the base over the pedestal. The assembled crowd gave up a sigh of relief, and then a massive cheer, as it was set into place. I gazed up with my friends and wondered how well we would recall this day years into the future, and the reason we did it, as a token of appreciation to our university and community for our education. Last week I found myself sitting under the clock tower at night after work, on her 15th birthday, and I remembered that time all those years ago like it was yesterday. And after hearing the hour toll, I was reminded how blessed we are to be in a community with such incredible educational institutions and dedicated educators. So please be sure to take a moment and thank a teacher or education staffer today for their service to our community.